what concerned me when I was in Donegal was the extent of the human tragedy, the effects on business and the effects on farming. And then I actually put up a Facebook post, and the president of the Ulster Farmers Union said that similar problems were also experienced, of course, in Derry and Tyrone. And it makes sense to me that we look at this as a European regional emergency. So Jim Nicholson and I have written to Commissioner Hogan. His office has responded and said, look, they look at this. I'm also trying to make sure that the two departments, for example, on agriculture, but the authorities, if you like, North and South, look at this as a regional European issue and make an approach when they have an assessment of the damage that has been inflicted on the region. And I think that if we do that as a regional basis, there may be some hope of emergency funding. And I really took this initiative because of the time I spent in Donegal in last Friday afternoon and evening. And when you talk to people on the ground and you see the damage, you just realise that this problem is vast and it needs attention. And I think Europe also needs to take note of it.
You and Jim Nicholson are both members of the European Parliament's Agriculture Committee. You have both worked together on projects before. This is an area in which you both are on the same page. You are both able to work together and work speedily.
Absolutely. We have long experience on the Agriculture Committee and indeed on the Environment Committee. We're both very pragmatic people, but I think that other MEPs would also be interested in supporting this initiative, because at the end of the day, our work has to be focused on the needs of our people and the needs of that region, which is Derry, Tyrone and Donegal, and the needs of the people are common. The floods and the impact of flooding doesn't respect a border, and we have to understand that in order to get the message to a European level, the best way to do that is to speak of the damage to the region on the island of Ireland, respecting, of course, the different territories, but working in a collaborative way to try and make progress on behalf of the people that we represent. Now, we have a lot of work to do on this, but I do think it's an important initiative, and it's something that I certainly will be working hard to progress over the coming days, because while the media focus will unfortunately turn away from the region because other things take priority, for the people on the ground, the impacts will linger for some time to come, and therefore those of us who know and have been there need to reflect their concerns into the next time period and get the authorities, the national authorities, to work together for the best interests of the people on the ground.
And this needs obviously to be utterly and completely separate from any Brexit negotiations or political discussions that are taking place at a local or indeed an EU level.
Absolutely. This is about people whose lives have been turned upside down, literally, and who are experiencing huge trauma because of these flash floods. And those of us in politics who care about people, which we all should, know that this is above and beyond any other issues that are difficult at the moment, but they're not part of this conversation. The United Kingdom and Ireland were part of the European Union. If we can work collaboratively together with our colleagues in Northern Ireland, then we should do that in a way that brings support and some comfort, I would hope, to people on the ground who are impacted.